Okay, so get this. I was reading this research paper, right? And it's got me thinking, like, should I even bother upgrading my phone, or am I gonna need, like, a brain implant soon?
Well, it sounds like we're moving beyond simple upgrades and straight into like human computer integration territory, or as this paper calls it, HINT.
Hint. Okay. I like it. It's catchy. Kind of mysterious, too. So this isn't just about, like, faster downloads or
Well, and
whatever.
you're right, it's way bigger than that. This paper is basically saying we're on the verge of this like total paradigm shift in how humans and computers like interact. Imagine tech not just being a tool, but like an actual extension of ourselves.
Okay, you definitely have my attention now. So is this like similar to how we used to have those like massive mainframes and then we all got PCs and now it's all smartphones, everyone's glued to them?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Each of those was a major shift, right? A
Hmm.
fundamental change. And this HINT thing, that's predicted to be the next giant leap.
So no more me accidentally dropping my phone in the toilet. It'll be like integrated. Okay, but like paint me a picture. What would this hint future actually look like?
So the paper talks about two main forms, symbiosis and fusion. Symbiosis, that's like a seamless partnership between you and the tech. So imagine your AI assistant, but instead of just like reminding you about appointments, it's actually negotiating the best time, taking into account your priorities, your like biometrics, even your mood.
Hold on, wait. Mood reading AI, sign me up. Although I might need to like seriously up my meditation game if my calendar is going to be judging my stress levels all day.
Right, that's the kind of question researchers are like grappling with. But moving on to fusion, this is where it gets really wild. We're talking tech, literally becoming part of us, you know, like robotic extra limbs controlled by your feet, or even devices implanted under your skin.
Whoa. Okay, now I'm picturing myself winning a dance competition with like robotic footwork. But seriously, implantable tech, that's like sci-fi movie stuff. Is that even realistic?
It's closer than you think. And that's what I find so fascinating about this paper. It gets into the weeds of how they're going to solve these challenges. And let me tell you, making tech body friendly, it's no walk in the park.
Yeah, I imagine we're not all going to be walking around with like clunky metal implants sticking out everywhere. So what kind of tech are we talking about to make it compatible with our, you know, squishy human bodies?
It's incredible. They're working on biocompatible materials, extreme miniaturization, electronics that can bend and flex like, you know, like our bodies do. For example, they're developing on-skin electronics that are so thin and flexible, they're basically temporary tattoos. You slap one on and bam, sensors, displays, all right there on your skin.
Wait, hold up. So I could wear my phone on my arm, like as a sleeve. That's both futuristic and really convenient. No more bulky phone cases. I'm into it.
And it gets even more personalized. Like imagine tech custom made for your body, your physiology, even your style.
Bespoke tech, that's next level. So no more like off the rack fitness trackers. It's all going to be custom designed.
Yeah, precisely. Imagine a world where your tech is as unique as you are. They're even exploring ingestible devices, these tiny sensors you swallow that can like travel through your system and collect real-time data about your health.
Okay, I don't know if I'm ready to start swallowing my gadgets just yet, but I can see how that could like revolutionize healthcare. But all this, it makes me wonder, like, if tech changes what our bodies can do, does it also like change who we are?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's not just a tech revolution, it's a potential identity crisis.
Okay, now we're getting philosophical. So this paper, it talks about how hint could change our perception of self. What does that even mean?
Well, like, imagine you could suddenly see heat signatures, or even, like, tap into people's thoughts. How would that change how you see yourself? Would you still feel like you?
These are the questions, you know, that researchers are trying to wrap their heads around as we go deeper into this hint world.
It's like we're going to be living in a world where our senses, what we're capable of, like it's almost limitless. Exciting, yeah, but I get how it could mess with like how we see ourselves, you know.
And it's not just about how we see ourselves, right? The paper also talks about how in a world with all this hint stuff, it could change how people see each other. Like imagine someone's like kind of freaked out because they know you've got tech that can like sense their emotions. Talk about a whole new level of social awkwardness. Seriously. Like, is there such a thing as too much information? We might need like a whole new set of social rules for like hint etiquette. But okay, this paper doesn't just focus on us as individuals, does it? This tech, it could change society like big time.
Totally. The paper, it goes into some of those potential problems, and one that really jumps out is this risk of like a new digital divide. But this time, it's not just about who has internet access. It's about who gets access to these, like, potentially life-changing hint abilities.
So instead of worrying if you have the latest phone, it's about whether you have tech that could, like, actually enhance your body or your brain. That's a whole different game.
Exactly. And because hint is so tied to our bodies, there's also this issue of, like, body bias. What if someone faces discrimination because their hint device is not as effective due to their, you know, their body or how their mind works?
Right. It's like we need to be thinking about accessibility and inclusivity right from the get-go with this stuff. We don't want to create a world where people are left behind or, like, disadvantaged because of their physical body or how their brain works.
Absolutely. And the paper really emphasizes this. It's not enough to just, like, invent these amazing technologies. Mm-hmm. We got to consider the ethics, the impact on society every step of the way.
So this isn't just a job for, like, tech people. It's going to take philosophers, ethicists, policymakers, everyone, really, to make sure this hint future actually benefits everyone, not just a select few.
Exactly. And it's easy to focus on the what ifs, the potential downsides, but the paper also highlights, you know, the incredible opportunity we have to, like, shake this tech, make it something that improves our lives, makes a more equal future.
Okay, I'm ready for a break from all the doom and gloom. Let's get back to the cool stuff. The paper, it talks about designing seamless, intuitive experiences with hint. It makes me think about how clunky our interfaces are now. Typing on tiny screens, confusing menus. What would it even look like to interact with tech in a way that's, like, truly intuitive?
That's where it gets really exciting. Imagine, like, you're controlling a robotic arm, but it feels as natural as moving your own hand.
Right.
Or, like, you just instantly get what your AI assistant is thinking, its intentions, without it having to explain every little thing.
Okay, now we're talking. No more spending, like, an hour trying to get my smart home to understand what I want. But how do you even start designing tech that's that intuitive, that responsive to, like, our needs?
That's the challenge, right? This paper, it talks about this idea of perceptual transparency. Basically, creating tech that feels like it's, like, a part of your senses, not this separate thing you have to, like, think about using.
Perceptual transparency. I like the sound of that. So it's not just the tech itself. It's about designing the whole experience so it's so smooth, so integrated that you don't even notice it. Almost like having, like, a sixth sense or something.
Exactly. But to get to that level, we need to really understand how humans perceive the world, how we think, even how we respond emotionally. We're talking about systems that not only get your commands, but can also pick up on your unspoken needs, what you want, without even saying it.
Wait, are you saying hint could, like, understand us better than we understand ourselves? Okay, that's a little creepy, but also kind of awesome, not gonna lie.
It's a lot to process, and this paper, it's really just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure. We're heading toward a future where the line between human and computer is getting blurrier all the time.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, that's for sure. We've covered some pretty mind-blowing stuff. Like, the potential of this hint stuff is huge, but then there's also, like, all these big questions about identity, how we interact with each other, even, like, what society's going to look like. But there's this one idea the paper keeps coming back to, this idea of agency, and I think it's, like, super important.
Ah, yeah, agency. Who's really in control? The human or the computer? Gets kind of tricky when you're talking about tech that's so, like, intertwined with our bodies and minds, you know?
Right. Like that example, remember we were talking about with the AI managing your calendar based on your mood. Super helpful, probably. But are you losing some control by, like, letting the AI make those decisions? Where do you even draw the line?
That's exactly the tension the paper's getting at. It talks about finding that balance, you know, between autonomy, meaning, like, how much the tech can do on its own and the user's sense of, like, still being in control. We don't want our devices to turn into, like, digital dictators.
No way. So how do we make sure that we're still the ones calling the shots, not just along for the ride?
Yeah.
Especially as this hint stuff gets, like, more advanced, more embedded in our lives.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting, right? The paper, it talks about this idea of variable agency. Mm-hmm. What if you had hint devices that could, like, adjust how much autonomy they have depending on the situation, like your preferences or even, like, how you're feeling at that moment?
Okay, now that's just smart. So, like, if my hint thing senses that I'm, like, stressed out or overwhelmed, it could, I don't know, step in and be more proactive, like a super efficient assistant or something. But if I'm feeling good, totally got this, it backs off and lets me do my thing. It's like having a tech sidekick that, like, actually gets you, you know?
Exactly. It's not about, like, one-size-fits-all tech. It's about systems that can adapt to us, our own, like, rhythms and what we need in that moment.
That makes a lot of sense. But how do you even build that variable agency into a device seems crazy complex.
Well, it's a huge question. I mean, that's what researchers are trying to figure out. One idea the paper talks about is giving users more, like, fine-grained control. Like, how much autonomy their hint devices have. Kind of like how we set permissions on our phones now, but way more nuanced.
So, like, I could be like, hey, hint, you can handle my schedule, you know, book my flights, whatever. But my music,
yeah,
my reading list, back off. Those are mine.
Right. It's about giving users the tools to be like, this is my hint experience, you know, to still feel like they have a say, even as tech gets more and more woven into their lives.
I like that. It's not about just accepting some like pre-packaged tech future. It's about us actually shaping it, making sure it fits with like what we care about, what's important to us.
Absolutely. It's not about letting machines take over. It's about using tech to like make being human even better, not trying to replace it.
And that like brings us right back to where we started, right? This whole deep dive into human-computer integration. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about like, what does it even mean to be human when the line between us and computers is getting like blurrier every day?
And the coolest part, we're just getting started. This research paper, it focused on like what hint would be like for individuals. But what about like collective intelligence? What if hint could connect our minds and bodies in ways we can't even imagine yet? What could we accomplish together then?
Whoa, now you're blowing my mind. Collective intelligence with hint, that's a whole other deep dive.
Right. The future of hint, it's not set in stone. It's what we decide to make it. And that's like a little daunting, but also a huge opportunity.
So true. A huge thank you to you for like coming along on this deep dive with me. It's been mind-blowing, eye-opening, even a little inspiring.
It's been my pleasure. And to everyone listening, I'll leave you with this.
Okay.
What kind of future do you want to build with hint? Because the only limit is our imagination, really.